Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light enkindled in our hearts may shine forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
Our first reading is from Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read together Psalm 147, found in your insert. Hallelujah! How good it is to spring praises to our God. How pleasant it is to honor him with praise. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars and calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. There is no limit to his wisdom. The Lord lifts up the lowly, but cast the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God upon the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass to grow upon the mountains and green plants to serve mankind. He provides food for the flocks and herds and for the young ravens when they cry. He is not impressed by the might of a horse. He has no pleasure in the strength of a man. But the Lord has pleasure in those who fear him, in those who await his gracious favor. Worship the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He has established peace on your borders. He satisfies you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth, and his word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He scatters his tail like breadcrumbs. Who can stand against his cold? He sends forth his word and melts them. He blows with his wind and the water flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not done so to any other nations. To them he has not revealed his judgments. Hallelujah. Our second reading is from Galatians. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we may be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. The meditation from Bishop Stephen Charleston this morning gave him the title for the book, Hope as Old as Fire. Once in Alaska, long ago, on a winter's night, darker than any darkness I have known, the light I carried failed, and I was alone with that most ancient fear, the one that haunted us before there was fire. Disoriented, I knew if I walked the wrong way, I might go on walking forever, wearing the night like a shroud. I prayed into the icy wind, sent out streamers of breath like a lifeline. Then I saw a light, a single light, a cabin light, just beyond the trees. God is the light that comes to us just when we need it most. The ancient light that calms our fear. Hope as old as fire. There are times in our lives when we find ourselves in the midst of darkness and need to see beyond the darkness, to trust that there is light and life, healing and wholeness, hope and blessing as we journey through the dark times of our lives. We pray, we breathe, we remember experiences of God's presence in our lives, leading us, strengthening us, showing us the way, guiding us by the light of God's love. We are not alone. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is the beginning of John's gospel. It is fitting that the first Sunday of Christmas, this is the gospel for all 3 years of the lectionary cycle. We have heard from Luke's gospel the story of the incarnation and how the world began to receive the news through Mary's visit with Elizabeth, and after the birth and the visitations of the shepherds and the three wise men. John's beginning takes us back to the very beginning of time, the creation of the world. Hear these words from the Tanakh, the book of Genesis. When God began to create heaven and earth, the earth was unformed and void, with darkness over the surface of the deep, and a wind from God sweeping over the water. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the words of Richard Rohr, when Christians hear the word incarnation, most of us think of the birth of Jesus, who personally demonstrated God's radical unity with humanity. But I want to suggest that the first incarnation was the moment described in Genesis 1, when God joined in unity with the physical universe and became the light inside of everything. This, I believe, is why light is the subject of the first day of creation. Rohr goes on to say, long before Jesus' personal incarnation, Christ was deeply embedded in all things, as all things. Immediately, the material universe became fully visible in its depths and meaning. The Christ mystery is the New Testament attempt to name this visibility or see-ability that occurred on the first day. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. We are witnesses of the power and majesty, the hope and grace, the healing and renewal of the light when we are truly looking at what is before us. We see the light in the people around us, the strangers we encounter, in creation in all of its magnificent forms, in the cycle of birth, life, and death, in the stories of good deeds that bring change and hope, in words of compassion and mercy. How can we not look at the world differently? How can we deny the light from the beginning of time? Rohr states, we need to remember that light is not so much what you, let me start. Light is not so much what you directly see as that by which you see everything else. His words have great meaning. What is seen beyond us with light and wisdom is the magnificence of God and God's creation. The reaching out beyond ourselves to do God's will. In seeing the good within ourselves, but also others. And we see the purpose and the fulfillment of God's purpose. We have welcomed the Christ child born to us in great humility. May we see everything else through the eyes of Christ. Let us pray. Open our eyes this day, dear Lord, to see your light in the world. Accompany us so that we may walk faithfully and share the light of your love with others. Amen.
We believe in one
God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are Form 6, found on page 392 in the Book of Common Prayer. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work, especially for those in the armed forces and those deployed, Mikey Reina-Menez, in our prayer cycle of prayer for Jimmy Yanni and for Bob and Jill Yoren, for those celebrating birthdays, George Chrisman, Greg Nelson, Ken Porter, for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone, for this community, the nation, and the world, especially all Burlington area churches, Love Incorporated, the Transitional Living Center, the Women's Resource Center, the Diocesan Hospitality Center, for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace, for the just and proper use of your creation, for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression, for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble, especially Bob and Sharon Eliotto, Jane Clothier, Patricia Hoffman, Tom Hellingstead, Sue Hellingstead, Connie Herrick, Wayne Herrick, Sharon Johnson, Cindy Lawrence, Greg Nelson, Suzanne Nelson, Chris Nelson, Mary Nichols, Jerry Ramsey, Jimmy Yanni, and Bob Yorn. For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth. For Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, Mary, our priest, Jessica and Bob, our wardens, Connie, Deanna, Robin, and Sharon, our vestry, and in the Anglican cycle of prayer for the Anglican Church of Rwanda, and for all bishops and other ministers,
for all who serve God and His church,
for the special needs and concerns of this congregation, hear us, Lord,
for your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, especially for David Toretta, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you for joining the St. John the Divine podcast. If you're interested in worshiping with us, you can visit us at 9 a.m. at our church, which is at 216 East Chandler Boulevard in Burlington, Wisconsin. If you want to learn more about us, you can click the link in the description or visit stjohnthedivine.org. Just remember, we're the one in Burlington, Wisconsin, not the cathedral in New York. Have a great day. Bye.